It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Yes, on the line we have the one and only Desley Simpson. Morena Desley.
Morena kato.
Hi, Desley.
Hi, Millie. Hi, both.
Great to have you on the program again. I think we had a few things we wanted to talk about, but I just want to start off with the council and the government's agreement around high-density zoning in and around CRL stations. Obviously, this is a lot of money that this project that the council and the government has put into over the last decade. Was this high-density zoning around the stations something the council was really pushing for, or the government was really pushing for?
Look, it was more the government, I suppose, but it makes sense, right? I mean, we're spending a fortune on the CRL, which will be game-changing for the city. It'll make sort of anybody be able to get to the CBD in a very, very short time, within 30 minutes. So, you know, we're spending billions, over $5.5 billion, I think it is.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. On the other hand, we've got this real big housing situation with the government saying, look, councils, you need to be able to provide more housing. More housing means more affordability because, you know, it's just volume, really. And what better place to put them by these major transport hubs, these major transport stations?
Totally.
Because that's when people can actually be able to access public transport to get where they want to go. Because not only is the train system feeding a rail network everywhere, but often the rail and the bus network interact. So it does make a lot of sense. And of course, it's along with their new housing plan, the government's housing plan, which is basically saying to Auckland Council, okay, we understand that you've got to remove some places where you can build housing, because we've learnt now from our natural hazards and the flooding that we've had, we've learnt that we have to take some housing away, so minimise those numbers. You've got to put those numbers back somewhere. So I think it actually makes a lot of sense. We've already, as a council, agreed to go higher and more dense in a city. Again, that makes sense, right? Right in town.
Yeah.
But it also protects, in some respects, the suburbs. It means that you don't just get this mammoth intensification in the suburbs. It's a little bit more organised. But there is a little bit of a catch, and that is some of these new train stations are surrounded by what they call special character areas.
Yeah.
And they're not heritage areas, but so the special character is more about kind of the look and feel of neighbourhoods, right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of, you know, some of those places have, you know, bungalows or villas or things, and people are a bit worried about them being removed and potentially at least six stories going around there. So it will be a bit of a discussion and debate, and we sort of be very careful where this all goes, and we start that conversation actually this week in more detail with all councillors, because we're under a pretty tight time frame. We have to get this extra approximately 2 million dwellings sorted in our planning documents by October this year.
Ooh.
Yeah,
of course, it's an election year.
That's a tight turnaround.
It is.
So in terms of heritage, that will be definitely protected if there's any heritage.
Yeah, heritage is different.
Yeah.
Heritage is different. But
yeah,
I think what the community concerns are more around the special character.
Totally.
And so we're going to try and see how much of that we can actually balance and still get the volume that we need, the numbers that we need. But I think most people understand the concept, right? If you're going to have all these big public transport stations, it makes the obvious choice is that's where you should have intensified housing so people can access public transport.
Right.
So obviously you're talking about these special character areas and trying to protect them, but obviously, you know, sort of these inner city suburbs with this quite special character, so-called special character, I guess, because, you know, you've got Greyland, Ponsonby, the quite sort of upper class areas versus sort of some of the suburbs way further out from the city, which wouldn't really be deemed as special character, in quote unquote. How are you going to sort of make sure you're not just trying to build sort of high density in sort of the lower income neighbourhoods versus higher income neighbourhoods that have special character?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head, because you can hardly call Mangafao Mount Eden, you know. That is a high asset kind of value area.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And just because it's tall doesn't mean it's not going to be good either, you know. But anyway, this is really about the deal with central government, and what's been agreed so far is, look, you've got some flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a law change they've got to do, which will require council to increase that housing density around the three CRL stations, all right? So that's a law that they're saying, you must do this.
Yeah.
Right. We've gone and said, actually, it makes a lot of sense. Yep, we'll be doing it. But we have to amend our plan, as I said, by October, to make sure that we deliver on what they want us to do, and what we actually intrinsically believe is the right thing to do too, really.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah.
You mentioned asset values. What about the new CVs? So a lot of people are noticing that theirs have dropped, a lot of property owners. What does this mean in terms of rates?
Look, I wish people wouldn't get hung up on their CVs.
I know.
Because, I tell you why, because it's really, it's just a tool by law that we have to do to sort of help set or understand our rating system, right?
Yeah.
So let's just back the truck up a bit. So what happens is every 3 years, by law, we have to redo our CVs, all right? We don't actually do them. We contract out to independent contractors. I think this time we used Q Value and Opdion.
Mm.
And they do the work, all right? We coordinate it, we send it off to the Valuer General who approves the plan, right?
Yeah.
And then in a vertical line, all those property values are put sort of almost vertically, and we figure out where the average is. What is the average across the region? And it means that if your property is worth the average, which is about 1.26, I think now, you pay the same kind of rates on a $1.26 million property in up north in Albany, down south in, say, Mangere, out west in Te Tararangi, you know, whatever the value is the same rates.
Okay.
Now, obviously higher rateable, higher valued properties pay more rates, and lower value properties pay more rates. But your property value going down or up, for that matter, does not mean your rates will go up or down. Because the way we do it is we sort of say, this time we've said we need about 5.8% more rates, all right? And and so we figure out how we get it. It's very complicated. But really, you know, if you want to sell your house, for example, it's about what it's worth on the market. And the other sort of strange fact is that the date that all this is relevant from is from May last year. So you've got to argue, if you're going to sell or buy a property, it's already a year out of date from market fluctuations.
Totally.
It's really complicated to explain. But I just say to people, look, it is what it is, right? It's not what your property is worth on the market. Talk to your real estate agent about that. It's not what your insurance company will take too much notice of, because your insurance is really what your house looks like inside and out. And it's not what your mortgage is, because that's really nothing relative to your mortgage, because in some respects that's what your ability to pay whatever amount is. So it's just a tool for us, and people can get a bit hung up on it, and I don't think they should. But if they don't like it, they have until the end of the month to put an objection in, and then we send somebody out. Well, they can get a revaluation. But look, last time we did this, we had about 2% of properties that people objected to. Yeah, contested.
Yeah.
And of that 2%, 50% wanted it higher and 50% wanted it lower.
Right.
We kind of think it probably was a bit right.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Well, thank you for that, Desley. The last thing we wanted to talk about was a new initiative by Auckland Council to remove barriers for disabled people before and during emergencies such as natural disasters. Could you talk to us a bit about what this actually means?
Look, this is lovely, really. I mean, and I feel a little bit embarrassed that we didn't have this in plan already. we learnt a lot from the 23 weather events, storm events. And one of the things that came to us was the fact that for those who are challenged in the disability sector, they had some barriers. They had some things that went wrong, right?
Yeah.
So we have a council disability advisory panel, which is a great group of people, and they had a hui, about 60 people I think attended that, and they came up with some issues that the disability sector had that needed to be improved. And some of those things were, for example, the information, how it was presented. Mm. You know, it can't just be, not everyone can read or listen. You know, sometimes it has to be New Zealand Sign Language, sometimes it should have captions or easy read, sometimes you send people off to an emergency shelter, but was it disabled, you know, was it actually accessible all people? And this has been wonderful. I'm so proud that this sector have actually gone out and helped us really redesign some of our AEM work, emergency management work, that will meet the sector's needs. And as I said, I'm a little bit embarrassed that we didn't have it already, but I'm thrilled it's working so well. And basically the principle is, you know, nothing about us without us. And that is, you know, the disability sector determining their own needs. And I think it's fantastic, and all power to them. And it's not all over yet. They're still doing some work around it. And I just want to say a huge thank you. It's fantastic.
Awesome.
Sounds like a great initiative.
Great initiative out there, especially with climate change and more sort of disasters potentially on the horizon and things like that.
For sure. Yeah, we're going to have more. Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you so much for your time, Desley. And we'll chat to you in another couple of weeks.
No worries. Have a good day. Ka kite to both of you.
Bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Well, I'll be keeping an eye on those special character areas.
Yes, that's right. It will be interesting. We've got a lot of text in about the high density buildings in and around special character areas. We've got a texter here saying, downtown is already a wind tunnel. No more ultra tall in downtown.
It is windy down there.
It is hella windy. Someone else says, God, imagine having a nice old villa surrounded by a six-story high-rise. That would suck. And we've got a whole bunch of others. But if you do want to text on through 5395, let us know your thoughts.
Do you agree with Desley that you shouldn't worry about your CV?
Yeah, do you
just
agree?
Just don't worry about it.
But we got people here asking, how do they actually come to that value on the CV? On the CV value, but
they got valuers apparently.
They value it, and apparently they go to every single house in Auckland, and they have a good look around. Very interesting. Anyway, we're going to go to a song now.
It's music time.
We're getting back to the music. This is Dubtail with Season 2.